Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
To me, special teams is kind of like tackling. It's want to. You got to have 11 guys on those coverage teams on the kickoff and on the punt coverage that really just want to go down and knock somebody's head off. And I said it last night. I think that at some point in time, you got to set an example. When you're not getting what you need done, because they may need to be coached better, but they also need to, you know, show more effort. When I see other special teams guys like flying down the field, you know, they're disciplined in their lane coverages, and you know, they play at a different level. You know, when I watch our special teams, guys just look like they're just loafing down the field and hoping that somebody else makes the darn play.
That's Seth Joyner on the morning show today. We're back live from Chickies in South Philly. Go where the players go. Join us tonight, Brandon Graham Show at 6 o'clock. The Players Lounge with Ike Elliott and Jordan Mailata right here. So he's in Chickies in South Philly. Do you agree with what Seth said there, Ike?
Yeah, I do with some of it. I'm not going to sit here and say that players aren't giving their best effort, right? But there is a certain level of want to that needs to accompany playing special teams, because the perception of playing special teams is, A, it's the third phase of the game of the three, which means it's the least important of the three phases. That's the perception until it actually matters, right? When you're giving up a big run and you miss, then everybody is screaming about special teams. Until then, nobody gives a damn about the special teams. So there needs to be an emphasis on that unit. Here's how I was introduced to playing special teams. I didn't play special teams when I was in college. I played a little bit of punt, but I was a starter, so I didn't get a lot of repetition at special teams. I had to be taught how to play special teams, you know, kickoff returns and holding up on punt returns and, you know, understanding the punt protection and all those types of things. And the one thing John Harbaugh did, and this is what Michael Clay, I'm not there, so I'm not going to say what he's not doing and this and that and the other. I don't know. I'm not there at practice. I'm not in the meetings. But John Harbaugh, who was also young when he got his start in the NFL as a special teams coordinator, he had the ability, and now it all makes sense, but then you didn't know 20 plus years ago. But he had the ability to convey to us as role players and backup players and young players that this phase of the game was just as important as the other two phases of the game. And it just wasn't lip service. It was the detail in practice. It was what he demanded of us in practice. I guarantee you, anybody to play teams for John Harbaugh, they remember the practices, because they weren't walk through, lollygag, mess around for 35 minutes, and then we go practice with the offense and the defense. It was intense. He was in your face if you wasn't doing it the way he wanted it done. It was hard, and it was a weeding out process that if you check up, now think about this. I got here in 98 with Harbaugh. We were 3-13. Terrible, but there was talent on the team. So he was able to transform that losing mentality into a unit that felt like it was the best in the league. He was able to get us to buy into playing special teams and how important it was because of what he demanded from us, the preparation that went into the schemes that we ran, and then he had the ability to add to the phase where we felt like we were part of the winning, meaning onside kicks, surprise onside kick, fake field goals, fake punts, running reverses on a kickoff return. Like, these are things that we did as a unit where you felt like, dude, we got stuff in the game plan where we're going to have an impact on the outcome of the game. And then finally, once he got a core of guys that understood that, we were like a wild bunch of banshees, man. You didn't want to play with us. You didn't want any part of that unit. Myself, Mike Caldwell, Rashard Cook, the Young Bucks, Mike Lewis, when those guys were young before they became starters. Think about the young players we had. Brian Mitchell, the personalities that we had on those units. We were the type of players, if we can't kick your butt on the field, we'll meet you in the tunnel at the bus.
You were going down swinging.
If you mess with this unit. We had a name for our special teams. First of all, our kickoff units were the hit squad. We were the tip of the spear. So he gave an analogy about a spear as it pertained to going to war and how we all lined up as a part of that spear to make the whole spear. And we as the special teams were the tip of the spear. We're the first ones in. We start the game. We set the tone. That's how he conveyed that to us about it being important. So he did that so much to the point where we had certain players that took ownership of that unit. First, it was Mike Caldwell, Brian Mitchell. When those guys left, that became my unit. That became my unit. And I say that to say, that's what we're missing, I believe. We're missing someone that says, we got a standard that we play on this unit. And if you're not going to play to that standard, get your you-know-what off the field. Because I guarantee you, those returns that happened yesterday, and I'm not saying this just to say it. Ask any one of my teammates. I'm in somebody's grill. I'm in somebody's grill. Or somebody's in my grill about that. Because we're not going to need to wait till the next day to hear about it. There's no way you can allow that to happen out there on the field and not be pissed about it. Not go out there and do something about it. So I always look at my linebackers. You all are supposed to be the best special teams players on the team. You have the size. You have the athleticism. You have the speed. You have everything that's required to be a good special teams player out there. Why aren't you dominating? Why aren't you dominating? I wish I would go through a game where you didn't hear number 58 being called. I played like crap. If my number ain't getting called, I played like crap.
You're not making an impact.
Because there's no way somebody can block me all game to where I'm not touching a ball carrier. Because that's the type of player I saw in myself. There's no way you can block me all game. There's no way you're beating me down the field on a kickoff. I don't care if you're a safety, if you're a wide receiver. I'm the first man down the field. I'm smashing somebody. We going to party after the play. That's what we're going to do. And that was the mentality we had as a special teams unit. And I took pride in that as a player. I need somebody to step up and say, this ain't happening on this unit. I'm in charge of this unit. And there's been guys that have come since I played here. Chris Maragos. I can think of some other players that you, Camus, Grugier, Hill, guys that you actually seen make plays out there and took pride in that to be the best out there. At some point, I wanted to be the best special teams player in the league. In the league. And that's what I considered myself to be. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know the mentality of the players out there today, out there on the field. But I was on a good football team, and I wanted to make sure I contributed. And the way that I was going to contribute was smash anybody on that third unit. And guess what? When we got returns, we going to the house. We're going to the house. Whether it's Brian Mitchell, whether it's Allen Rawlsom, we're going to the house. We're taking something back to the house, And that's how we played that third phase of the game. Now, I'm not putting in an application for the job. I just wanted you to hear how passionate I am about the position. About the position. And the only way you are good on special teams is if it matters to you. It's not a throwaway session. And that's how it gets treated. And the players have to be the ones who take pride when they go out there for that phase of the game. That's the way I played the game. And I'm not just talking any of my teammates, my former coaches, people that know me down in that building now from when I played. That unit meant everything to me. And somebody has to take charge of that unit. Somebody has to take charge of that unit. Today, after last night's game, you know what I'd have said to John Harbaugh before the special teams meeting started? And I've done it a couple times. And he'll tell you, I got this, coach. Let me get the first 5 minutes of this meeting. So when we walk in the meeting room, before John Harbaugh says one word to the team, I'm standing in front of the team. Now, to do that, you got to make sure you've held yourself accountable and you're doing your job. But when it was necessary, I was taking ownership of that unit. And I didn't need John Harbaugh to do it because that was my unit. So I'm going to call the player-only meeting for the special teams unit. Somebody needs to have enough pride from that unit to where they're saying, hey, this ain't going to happen again. We got too good of a football team. We can't be the reason we don't go win a championship. In this room, with us special teams players, we can't be the reason that we don't go win a championship. Let's get it together. And that's what it's got to be, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Like, that's what it's got to be, man. The unit meant something to me.
But what is it? Is it that they just, like,
you got to take pride in it.
But it feels like to me that they're missing a veteran or two that takes pride in saying, like, hey, this is my unit. You have some younger guys that are on there that are probably like, well, you know, this is my job, but I'd rather be playing.
Right, and I'd rather be playing offensive defense. Right. This ain't me. This is beneath me to be doing.
Right. Right.
And you can't have that. You can't. And you just said it perfectly. The veteran in the room. The league is set up today. They don't keep veterans around for special teams
make
anymore.
Too much money.
Right. So they move on from you, and now you bring in guys that are really just waiting on that opportunity to be a starter.
So they don't have to play special teams
anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put it all on Michael Clay as the coordinator, but, man, you got to go find you some dudes that want it. They have pride about doing it and everything else, man. It's the only way you can play that phase of the game because, like I said, the perception is that the phase doesn't matter to anybody. It's a throwaway. He's a special teamer. So if they have that mentality, that's how they step on the field.
And that's kind of how they play.
And you can't do it that way, man. You can't do it that way. So
returns last night, Ike, 41, 52, and 53 yards.
That's unheard of. It's unheard of.
Now, they scored a lot of touchdowns, so there were more opportunities.
Sure.
But still.
Dude.
And on one of them, he took it out from the back of the end zone.
That's the thing that gets me is that these are runs where the ball was kicked deep into the end zone, and they still brought it out. You can't have that. You can't have that. And listen, I don't know Michael Clay. I don't know his personality. But I tell you what, every once in a while, you got to chew on somebody, man. Yeah, you got to be able to do it, man.
Something tells me you didn't mind doing that when it needed to be done.
Hey, and you know what? If I was in the wrong like I was my rookie year, there are plenty of people that yelled at me.
Oh, sure.
For doing things the wrong way, right? So I had to learn the importance of not holding, not blocking in the back, not getting a penalty that hurts the team. Dude, when we got on kickoff, dude, that tackle was mine. I want you to bring that ball out of the end zone. Hell, Akers, don't kick the ball that deep because you're wasting my time running down the field. I want the dude to bring the ball out of the end zone so I can get a damn tackle. Somebody getting smashed. That's the way I played.
Right.
That's the way I played. Now you got me sweating up in here, man.
Yeah, Ike was pointing with his left, because he's a lefty, point with the left hand, sweat on his brow, bouncing off, very excited.
just passionate about it, man. Passionate about it.
By the way, but that's what you need.
Yeah.
Like when Andy Reid talked about, he would always talk about the three phases.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like a throwaway, and I think part of that's the league.
Yep.
Because you really don't, like, they don't even want returns
yep.
anymore, and it really kind of is like, all right, well, you got to play on special teams because you don't see as many snaps on defense.
Right.
You got to go play special teams.
And we drafted you.
You're the
and
fifth
so,
wide receiver.
Right.
You got to go play right. on special teams. As opposed to getting a guy like you that said, no, I can be an all-pro
exactly.
by playing on special teams.
exactly.
And I can earn more
I can have a
snaps.
Career in nine
yes.
years. That was my mentality. It just was, man. And that was the mentality of special teams players back then, the Larry Izzo's and all these other guys that played back then. It's part of the issue is the league.
They don't really have them anymore.
Exactly.
No, you're right.
That's part of the issue.
They've been priced out.
Man.
All right, let's get to the phones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Steve in South Philly. Steve's probably pouring champagne on himself after that. Steve, how are you?
Johnny Marks, I agree. What up, dudes?
Stevie.
What's up, Steve?
First off, you know, Ike, the drip was 12 out of 10 this week. Crazy, but we're going to have to talk about that mac and cheese, bro.
Oh, did you get a check? Did you check it out?
Man, hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Ike is holding out on this, man. He probably got a spot down South Street, Ike's Comfort Cafe or something. It was out of control.
And I baked the pan. Yeah, I baked
it. Had nerve to have people posting pics of it. I'm like, come on, man. He got the soul. Stop playing, Ike.
So I baked a pan of macaroni for some of the production crew, Fran Duffy and the production crew over at the
Oh, and you brought
Eagles,
it over for them.
And I brought it over for them. I didn't know they were going to actually take pictures.
Oh, we work with you every day.
Yeah, bro. They posted it right online, bro.
How do I see it? Is it
they
Fran on Instagram? All right. I got you.
Yeah. And in the 5 o'clock hour, you got to run that Trent Cole number 58 jersey story for the people that have not heard that.
That
is
that true?
Gold. Run it in the next hour. You got to do that.
Okay.
But on this Eagles tape, I got exactly what I wanted, y'all. Y'all remember 2 weeks ago, I called in here and I was like, I need for Jalen to not get that disease where he is scared to use his gift because he's trying to impress everybody too much with the passing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, run. I was saying the same thing a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, he'll keep having these lanes where he can run 20, 25 yards and not get touched. And then, of course, you get the pushback of, oh, he's going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt. All the quarterbacks this year that got hurt was in the pocket. Tua, Josh Allen, Jason Irvin. And anybody ever seriously got hurt, Peyton Manning, Brady, Theismann, all them, they're
right.
in the pocket. So the bottom line is, as long as he's going to be safe, I saw the guy y'all was trying to sell me on last year, Russell Wilson, did it for a long time. The whole trick is he knows how to get down. And it's like, if
yep.
you're paying attention to him, he's got a good knack for that. Yes, somebody could cheap shop him, but either way, like I said, most of these dudes
he's
that got
not
hurt this year,
he's never reckless when he runs, right? Like Michael Vick used to be reckless because he wouldn't slide or he wouldn't go out of bounds.
Or he's
right?
going too fast, he can't slide.
Yes.
So my thing is I trust him. So that's how come I was the only one at the time saying, yo, I want him to take off because people are just giving him 20, 25 yards a pop. Why not take it? And then the same thing I was talking about last week, fear. Now, that's something that puts fear in people because then it's like, well, now we got to really he might really do this, and now we got to cover that. And it even loosens up the run game. You know, it affects everything. So I love them having them gifts. I would also like to say that I know y'all was kind of clowning him a little bit, but that Reed Blankenship, I like that dude. He came in smacked like it's them hits. The way he laid them hits on people, he looked like he really trying to crack some bones.
Yeah, he's what we call, what we used to call it, in the box safety.
Thanks, Steve.
So he one of those guys that, yeah, that's what he is. He's a thumper. I think Nick Sirianni was talking about him last night, and they said, you know, watching him, I guess, early in the OTAs or what have you, they liked some things about him, and were he intrigued them. But once they got to training camp and they put pads on, you could really tell, yeah, he really separated himself.
Yeah.
So that's great for coming down this stretch because that's what you need with Derrick Henry and, you know, Saquon and, you know, those guys. So you're going to need a guy that wants to go in there.
You noticed him last
night
somebody. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you definitely
just took
did.
A bad angle on that Christian Watson touchdown.
Man.
Sometimes you can get a little top heavy.
He remind you a little of Tim Houck, who was a strong safety. Wasn't the biggest guy in the world,
he's much bigger than Tim Houck Yeah. And those are the type of guys you like, man. Like, those are the type of guys that Philadelphia will obviously, he'll endear himself because they'll see he's going to go in there and knock himself out.
Yep. More of a Philly guy, Jack. Fletcher Cox or Reed Blankenship?
Reed Blankenship, man.
For sure.
Going out there making plays, flying around the field, making a bad read on a crossing route.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jordan.
He made a great interception, though.
Man, what did he ever.
It's like a dart.
Jumped right in front of that tight end. Jalen Hurts, the 13th quarterback in NFL history with 17 or more passing touchdowns and 3 or fewer interceptions through 11 games. So there's some qualifiers there.
Hold on. Listen, I know a lot of people play quarterback, but can we wait till we get to top 5 stuff? Like, just saying 13th and 18th and...
He's 17 or more in an even year.
Yeah. Like, okay.
And you're holding your leg up in a hanger. No, but, I mean, the guy's been unbelievable.
Yes.
He's been absolutely fantastic. And like, yesterday, what was it that Sirianni was – he was going ballistic over something on the
The Lane Johnson.
Yeah. And Jalen had
the got, one. We got lucky on that one.
Oh, that's a season-ender in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Very fortunate there with Lane, man. That was that's why they outlawed that play. And all it really was – a smaller guy seeing an offensive lineman coming at
charging him.
Yeah, and he's saying, I got to cut him. They did that for years. But for safety reasons, they stopped it a few years ago where you're not allowed to do it. And it's a great rule to have in because it's there to protect the players. And Lane's cleat could have easily got caught in the grass, and it looked like his knee did hyperextend.
A little bit.
I was surprised that he didn't even miss a play.
No, it's like it didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Which was
so fortunate. He was fortunate there for that.
That was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was close. The replay was.
That's why Sirianni, he's like, I saw my life flash before my eyes. I saw Lane Johnson injured.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, like, the offensive line pass protecting isn't necessarily great right now. We know what they look like when they're running the football, but Jalen's taking some hits. There's been some.
Or he's had to avoid some hits.
Or he's been avoiding it. He's been under pressure quite a bit.
Yeah.
I know a couple times last night, and I think he saw the lanes, and it's one of the reasons why he did it. But he got under pressure early, dropping back, and he just kind of took off and was able to get a nice gain out of it. But, yeah, not the – and Jordan, my last coming up here at 7 o'clock. I think Jordan's good. You know, you can tell there's certain type of rushers that give him more of a problem than maybe some other guys. Mm-hmm. You know, so the offensive line's still good, but there was a lot of talk in the preseason. They're the best offensive line in the league. You know, like, I haven't seen that this year. Best offensive line in the league.
No.
You think?
They certainly are one of them.
Jack, best offensive line in the league? Eagles?
I don't watch enough offensive line play, but, like, I know you're a big trenches guy.
Yes.
But they haven't felt as dominant as they felt last year. And maybe they're just good run blocking than pass blocking, but it feels like Dickerson's getting blown up once a game. Kelsey all of a sudden can't snap the ball. Mailata's struggling with, like, speed. It feels like speed rushers.
Yeah.
Jalen feels like he's running a lot more, like, out of the pocket immediately as soon as the play starts that I don't really remember as much last year.
Yeah, some of that's there, yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're live at Chiggs and Pete's, 215-592-9494. And Chiggs and Pete's gift cards, perfect present this holiday season. They always fit. Stop in an area location or you can get them online. ChiggsandPete's.com. All right, you know what's coming here, Ike Reese.
Game balls.
Eagles players, because they were off today. Eagles players now are huddling around their transistor radios. They've told their children they have a call they have to take because they need to know, have they received a game ball from Jack Fritz?
Jack is a dirty work guy.
Yeah. That's coming up next.
You love that little clip, don't you?
Your phone calls.
Nobody's ever called him a dirty work guy.
Jack?
I don't scream that back here pressing buttons.
Nope. 215-592-9494. We're live at Chickies. Your reaction. Eagles are 10-1. Your reaction to the win yesterday. Game balls and more. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, here's a household tip from my family to yours. For the most reliable hot water for your showers, laundry, and everything else, choose a water heater It's built to be the best. Choose Bradford White because how you heat your water matters, and a professionally installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water they need year after year. So ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American owned, American strong, Bradford White.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.